Welcome, girls, to the Happy Housewives Club podcast. I know you're all excited for the new day in our lives. See what's going to happen with your children, with your families. And I know one thing that's not going to happen with me is I am not going to sit around one more day and watch this trash that is coming up on the television without complaining. And I'm urging all of my moms to complain to the advertisers, to write in and email the television producers. I see no reason that we have to see so much explicit sexual innuendos in primetime television. I'm talking in the 8 o'clock family hour. Okay, the family hour, all I'm seeing is sex. I'm seeing innuendos about the most horrific things like cheating and adultery and basically being a really bad person. And I'll tell you this, I'm done with it. And anyone who tells me that your parents, you're the parents, you can turn off the TV, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear it. That's like saying, you know, don't go outside because there's a murder outside. No way. There's no reason we have to turn on the radio and hear lyrics from rappers that talk about killing police officers and raping women from behind. There's no reason that I have to turn on the television and see so much sex. I mean, on basic television, in the daytime, I turn on a television show that I thought was a teenager show for my son to watch. I'm sitting with him. These little kids are coming down the corridor, like 13-year-old boys, and then they start playing tongue hockey, and they're making out. Now, how do I explain this? I flip the channel really, really quick. I'm sick of it. And with me, who is also sick of it, and she is mad, is April Price. April from Oklahoma. She is our Okie hot mama. How you doing, April?
Good. Howdy from Oklahoma.
Howdy! You know, I was in Oklahoma for the Oklahoma City bombing. I went down there and covered it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I was there for like 5 minutes. And remember Edie, the woman who her two boys were killed? The redheaded woman?
Mm-hmm.
I just like picked her up and scooped her, brought her to New York, and we put her on television. And I have nightmares about how we exploited her in television world.
Oh.
Do you remember that her story? Her two boys, what was Cole and... Clayton and Cole were killed that day, and, you know, I just have to say a prayer for her. And before we continue, I want to put out a prayer chain. I want us to pray for all of our moms, that we are all mentally healthy. We have Kim, who's suffering from depression. I want us to say a prayer for her. We have Karen, who wrote me today and said that she found a lump in her breast. We have to pray for her.
Man.
And I want everyone to pray for me because I have this burning sensation in my left nipple. I just made a mammography appointment on the 17th of October. I'm like a nervous wreck because I always have this feeling of doom and gloom that something horrific is going to happen to me, which I have to get past that.
I'm the same way, though. I think the worst.
I think, I don't know if it's that once we're mothers, we're so terrified of leaving our children on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm more terrified now. I think all of us have such a reason to be terrified. What's going on? Did you read my blog? What is going on? Every day there's a school shooting on television. There's something terrible happening in the country. And, you know, where is it all coming from? How can we just live calmly? I don't know what the answer is, April.
I think the answers are just the parents. The parents got to direct these kids in the right way. I mean, they got to, you know, take the guns away from them. Make sure they're not carrying guns to school. God, that'd be the first step.
Take the guns away from them. But you know what? I'll tell you this. I think that one of the biggest problems is what the kids are seeing on television. They're seeing all this violence. They're seeing all of this sex. It's really out of control. You were telling me that you went to a seminar about television violence and sex and how parents can protect their children from that. So tell me about the seminar.
Well, he pretty much talked about, he was actually
Who was it?
What is his name? Hang on, I have
was
his name
it
right
a,
here.
He's
actually over a children's home. He's foster parented like 40 plus children, plus he has several biological children, and great, great guy. His name is Delta McGuire. I'm not sure where he lives. Oh, Cherokee, Texas. That's where he's from.
Okay, so he's going around the country speaking at churches, you know, trying to help parents.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so what does he say the biggest concern is?
Mainly he focused more on the television, the violence shows on the TV and how to filter out different programs and what you can do to keep your children safe. He did touch a little bit on the internet, which I think is, huge right now with porn for the boys, plus our husbands. Gosh.
There are 4 million porn sites on the internet. 4 million. Now, I just don't get it. First of all, I am not an advocate for porn. I think it just is stupid.
Yeah.
I think naked people look ugly. I think it should be like the light should be out and you should be in your bedroom.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't understand who is sitting around on the internet watching and paying for this porn. Who are these people? They have to be the drudges of society to sit around and pay for this porn all day. So
it's people you would never think about, though. I mean, there's people in, you know, churches that I've gone to that's lost their jobs from it that are married men, you know, with kids.
It doesn't even make sense. And there has to be a way, I think, that we could track these people who are going to some of these websites. There are some pornographic sites that are, you know, really bad. They're pornographic sites that involve children. They're pornographic sites that involve beating women or rape. I mean, there are some sites that are not just regular soft porn sites. And people who go and visit those sites should be arrested, mm-hmm. period. They mm-hmm. should go to their homes. You know, they should be put into counseling. They should be arrested. We need to take some kind of interaction there. I mean, it is very upsetting. And my son, when I put him on the computer, I put on the website that he's going to go to. I won't even let him type in what website to go to.
Oh, well, that's smart.
Well, I put in Kohl's one day to look at Kohl's to see if mm-hmm. they had the sneakers I wanted for Hannah, K-O-H-L-S. Uh-huh. And a porn site came up, and it wasn't even an entry page. It was, everyone was like spread eagle on the page.
So did he see it when you pulled it up?
He didn't see it, but I don't understand how it works. I know one day he went to look up Giants, meaning the football team,
mm-hmm.
and he put in the word giant. And I was standing right next to him. I thought that was a safe thing to do. And when he put it in, a big hairy penis showed up.
Oh, God.
It was, thank God, it was a close shot. And you couldn't really see what it was. He's like, what is that? I said, oh, I don't know. It's an animal. And I hit the button.
Big hairy animal.
A big hairy animal. Isn't that terrible?
That is crazy. He shared with us ways to get on the computer and check to see if your older kids are looking at sites they shouldn't look at.
Well, that's easy. You can hit the down arrow and see what people are looking at.
Well, he says that anything you've recorded or looked at is recorded onto your computer.
Well, you know, I just think this goes back to me. I'm on this kick, America's gone wild. You know, mm-hmm. and I know we have a lot of international women listening. So I'm just going to say, people have gone wild. We have no restrictions on anything. And it's making me very scared. Very scared that as parents, we can try to protect our children as much as we can protect our children. But they're out there in society with these other people who are not having any restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what is frightening to me. But let's just start with the TV, April.
Okay, start with the TV.
With the television. Okay.
Well, I thought the coolest thing was a V-chip, which I think you said that you've heard of it before, but I had never heard of it. So I know I'm definitely going to be, you know, putting, I guess you can put programs in there to block out certain shows that you don't want your kids watching.
Right.
So it's kind of it's kind of a filter for your TV. But it's pretty easy to figure out, too, because you said that the teenage boys, all you have to do is unplug your TV and then the filtering of the programs stops.
Oh, yeah. The boys can figure out anything. I put a block on Cartoon Network with a four-digit code.
Uh-huh.
And Connor said, well, Mommy, I'm going to break the code. He said this mm-hmm. a few weeks ago. And I said, well, go ahead and try. Because I was really intrigued to see if he could even break the code. Because then, uh-huh. you know, I think he's brilliant. And I went to see if he could do it. In 3 days, he broke the four-digit code.
So did he get in trouble?
No, I was proud of him for breaking.
You're proud of him?
For being able to figure it out. It showed how smart he is. But I just then changed the code. And
yeah.
Then I became serious with him. And I said, you know, you're not gonna watch it no matter how you break the code. And I said, mm-hmm. you know, you're very smart for doing that. However, if you, put it on, you're gonna be punished for like the rest of your life. So mm-hmm. I scared him. And he doesn't put it on. But that's only Cartoon Network. I won't even allow my children to watch Cartoon Network.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that those cartoons are vile. They're just vile. And for your baby, you know, you should only be putting on the PBS morning shows and, you know, like Clifford and Barney and all those Sesame Street, all those sweet, sweet shows that I think are really the only clean shows on TV. And I'll tell you, April, you know what the worst culprit is? The soap operas.
I know, I know.
You were telling me that you're a Days of Our Lives fan.
Yes, and I really wasn't until I started staying at home in January. But yes, that is the one soap that I do watch.
You know, let's put it this way. You could say, oh, well, this is just the moms during the day. We know it's sexist. Mm-hmm. But I don't understand why we can't have classic innuendo. Why do we have to actually see two people romping and rolling in deep, heavy petting on TV in the middle of the day? I don't get it. Am I like a serious prude here? I just don't. It's more classic to me. It's more classic and more sensual to see two people like in love and close to doing something, but not seeing anything.
Yeah. Well, wondering if that's what draws more people in. You know, that's why they do it that way.
You think watching the sex?
Yeah.
So it's like a steamy romance novel?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think that some of it's a huge turnoff. I was watching Nip and Tuck for, you know, a while in the beginning when it started, and then it became like a soft porn show. And this show on television is so pornographic, and it is not even, you know, an R. I don't even know what the rating. It says mature audience, but it's on FX. So, you know, you can flip through if you're a kid. You know, it's not like it's a paid station. You could flip right through and come across this show. And a couple of weeks ago, the plastic surgeon, the doctor, was having sex with, you know, somebody. And the angle of the camera, you couldn't see his genitalia or hers, but you could see him humping and pumping. And he's totally naked. And you saw some of her body.
Oh, gosh.
It was too much. It's too much, and it's very upsetting. So I want to know what that man, the guy who gave the seminar, what was his overall view? Did he say it's up to the parents, or did he say we have to take action against the people who are making the shows? Because that's what I think we need to do.
Well, I don't know that he really mentioned much about that, but he pretty much said it was our jobs to protect our children, which could mean, you know, writing our television stations and, you know, calling your cable company. He says that if you call your cable company, that they can find a way to filter out certain channels. And he was mainly talking a lot about MTV. And he said that the majority of the time when a parent walks out of the room, the channel is changed to MTV.
Really? So, you know, listen, obviously we could all put blocks and we can obviously call the cable stations and take off these channels. That's easy, moms. However, what I'm encouraging my moms in this website to do is to open your mouths, to complain to the advertisers, to email the television shows and the advertisers. And there is no reason, there's just no reason that we have to have in the family hour so much sexual innuendo. There's just no, it's uncalled for. And it's disrespectful, it's distasteful, and how far do we go? Listen, the whole Janet Jackson thing last year with her showing her boob. Now, that was so set up. She obviously took that boob out. Come on, it didn't just fall out.
Did you see her on Oprah the other day?
No, I'm mad at Oprah. I'm not watching the show.
Oh, you're not?
No.
She said it was her first and her last time to talk about what happened, and that her and Justin Timberlake had, you know, practiced the whole thing several times, and that I guess there was a red lining underneath the black part, and so the black part was supposed to be ripped off, but I guess all of it came off is what she's saying.
All right, but let's just say that the boob didn't come out. The idea was she was supposed to take that strip and pull it over like she was exposing her boob, but there was going to be an underlying layer. The intent was she was taking that strip and pulling it over like a flasher. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The point is, even doing that, this is daytime TV.
Yeah.
With all and the kids, why do you have to act like you're flashing your boob to the audience? It makes no sense.
Well, you know, the line of that song is, I'll have you naked by the end of the song.
Exactly. Even the line in the song shouldn't be allowed. Let's take it a step further. I'll have you, this is daytime when the people, all the families watching, I'll have you naked by the end of this song? What is that? We should be complaining just about that verse. I'll tell you, these little lines, these little innuendos get into the kids' heads, and it's too much. It's too much. I'll tell you, years ago, think about the songs in the 50s. You know, I love this analogy. My friend of mine said, you know, I'm driving in the car and I'm listening to this sweet song from the 50s, standing on the corner, watching all the girls go by. Isn't that nice? Sweet, standing on the corner, watching all the girls go by. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then she flips the channel through and she hears some other song, like a rapper song, and it's like, I want to rap, I want to do it in behind, do it from behind. What the hell is that? Do it from behind. Look, why can't we have the sweet old days? I'm telling you, we were better back then. Things are bad now.
We need to listen to the oldie music. They still have the oldies on the radio.
Why can't today's music be filtered and cleaned up? There's somebody has to get out there, start this movement to demand that these lyrics are not X-rated.
Mm-hmm.
They're not X-rated. And I'm sick of it, but I'll tell you, there's a website that you could take action. It's called parentsaction.org, right? That's one. Mm-hmm. Parentsaction.org. And then there is the American Family Association, which is huge. So it's AFA.org. They are huge on this. And, you know, I don't know what else to say, April. What were the other suggestions that this guy gave you?
Well, he also talked about video games and to limit their time playing on the video games. Because I know I used to be a nanny in college, and I babysat for this family that went out every week. She was actually a stay-at-home mother, but yet she had a maid. She had two maids. She had me, and they went out every weekend. Well, he was playing that Grand Theft Auto game. Have you heard of that?
No.
Super, super violent game. This kid was like in third grade, okay? And I guess she just didn't realize what she had bought him. And I would sit there, and, you know, he's like, my mom lets me play it, so of course I'm the babysitter, and
well,
he's not going to.
Is there shooting?
I can't
violence?
Go over
it?
The parents and tell them what to do, you know? It's finally she realized after several months what her kid was playing.
Right.
And got onto me for letting him watch it, you know? And
the video games do have ratings. They have a G rating. They mm-hmm. have a T rating for teenager. Connor's only allowed to have the G rating. Now, he was on a play date one day. We went to this person's house, and while I was drinking coffee with the mom, I walked down to the bedroom to see how the boys were doing playing video games.
Mm-hmm.
And they were playing a worldwide wrestling game. Is it called Worldwide or World WWF, whatever that stands for?
Yeah.
They were playing a wrestling game at this boy's house, and I look, and Connor is taking the remote control, and he's wrestling with a female wrestler who is supposed to be that girl China, I guess, with these enormous torpedo tits, bouncing and swaying all over the ring, and the guy's jumping on her, and, you know, he's punching her and elbowing her in the chest, and, you know, my son is wrestling with this woman, and I went berserk. I said, get off, stop it. I said, first of all, you're not allowed to play this game. You're not allowed. It's too violent. Second of all, what does that show these boys that they're allowed to punch, use this, you know, to use violence against women in this game?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's all psychologically damaging, I think. So I said to the mother, my son is not allowed. And she thought I was nuts. I said, no way. He's not allowed to play this game. So I took it out and I put in a G-rated video game into the computer. But a lot of people I know let their sons watch wrestling. And I think that is just as bad.
Yeah, it is. Well, and he also mentioned to look for games that have some multiple players, because he said it's really a big problem when their kids are isolated and playing by themselves.
Right. Well, you know what? Isolation is a big problem in this society with our mm-hmm. families. Everyone has closed themselves off to society. And now people, look at us. We're on our, you know, the Happy Housewives Club. Moms are isolating themselves to the computers. Children isolating themselves in their rooms. And, you know, it is very important. And I went to a seminar one time and, you know, this family council guy, and I forgot his name. He has a book out. And he said that one of the most important gifts that parents can give their children is spending time with them mm-hmm. and for the family to be together more and not to allow your children to go off and lurk in their bedrooms for hours on end by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can't have their computer in their bedroom.
No, or can't. Their TV.
Yeah. You need to keep it in the family room, the television. And, you know, I'm full of baloney because right up until recently, I had TVs in both the kids' bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I had all, you know, the only thing that my kids could get was Disney or Nickelodeon. I had everything else blocked out. But the problem was, it was that my son was staying up too late, watching too much TV. And so I got rid of it. I took it out of his room. But I'll tell you this, even with Nickelodeon and Disney, my little six-year-old daughter is picking up some bad hoochie mama attitude
mm-hmm.
from the teenage girls. And, you know, she wants to walk around my daughter wearing a bit, you know, showing her midriff and taking her shirt off the shoulders and looking sexy like Lindsay Lohan and Lizzie McGuire. And even that, I think, is too much. So there's a lot of, even though you don't think it's sexual, there's a lot of innuendo there for sexuality, which is scary. But on the internet, April, I'm looking, and there's MediaMatters.org.
Okay.
ParentsTV.org, AFA.org, and there is Enough.org, which says Enough is Enough, Protecting Our Children, and that sounds really like a good website for our children. Did he give any other ones to you, any other websites that we could tell our moms to go to?
He, on the VCHIP, he gave us the FCC.gov, and did you ever say MediaFamily.org?
I don't know. But
MediaFamily.org and ParentsTV.org.
Yeah, I said that one, ParentsTV. Okay. I know, I'll tell you this, every year it gets worse. And if until we start complaining, you know, to the advertisers that we do not want this type of programming, you know, nothing's going to change. And I say that it's up to us. I don't think turning off the TV is the answer. I think that, you know, in everything that's happening in society, it's being degraded. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to start speaking up. And even with, you know, watching with the school shootings and the news, I mean, I don't even know what to say about that. How do we explain that to our children when we're flipping through the channels and they hear that?
Oh, gosh, I have no clue. I just think that as far as all the violence on the TV shows, we need to let them know that it's not real, that those people, you know, are actually going to be hurt or killed in real life. Because I think sometimes the little kids, they don't, you know, understand that stuff's, you know, if it happened
in
real life.
They shouldn't be seeing that.
I know.
Parents, I urge you, moms, do not let your children see anything that has any violence in it. Keep your children innocent. Don't let them watch anything that's PG. G-rated shows until they are, I mean, really, what is it, PG-13? They shouldn't be seeing anything until they're 13.
Mm-hmm.
Keep their minds innocent. Be careful of what's on TV. Get that V-chip. And when you see something that's offensive, take the time to complain about it. I'm constantly emailing the producers of the shows. I'm constantly emailing any advertisers I see around the show that I don't like. But I like that, April. I like to get involved and make a stink, as you could tell.
Yes.
And you have your 6-month-old baby. How's he doing?
He's doing good. He's my husband's off work today, and he's in there feeding him right now. And, you know, I like movies, you know, because then you can actually, I don't know, a lot of the movies are actually rated. Some of the TV shows are not rated. So I like the little movies for him right now.
Well, he's too young for a movie.
Well, you know,
you
like
to get
little,
that Baby Einstein tape.
Yeah, Baby Einstein, the Praise Babies, you can get those at Christian stores. Those
the
are
the
good ones.
And the VeggieTales are nice.
Yes, those are really good, too.
The VeggieTales are nice. And, you know, I actually have a friend who's going to be coming out with a whole videotape series for children based on the Ten Commandments, which would be nice with all the characters teaching them.
Ooh.
I think that some of these videotapes that we get for the children are so helpful. You could just keep them in. You know, April, I have so many videotapes from when my children were small that I just gave to my girlfriend. And I'll tell you, you know what was, I think, the most beautiful thing for the kids is – and I say it all the time, but I just love the Barney tapes.
I love Barney, the song.
This big purple dinosaur, you know, the kids love seeing him up there. They, you know, he's funny, he's colorful, he sings. And I thank God for Barney because during that, you know, the 90 minutes of that Barney movie or the 30 minutes of the Barney tape, I was able to take a shower, you know, put the baby in that swing or in the high chair and I could get, you know, jump in the shower or clean up the kitchen. And I think that's great.
Yeah.
So, April, you have a great day. I love that we finally got to chat.
I know, me too. Thank you very much for having me.
And you go have fun with your husband on your day off, on his day off.
Yes.
And don't clean or do anything. Just go do something great, okay?
Okay. We're going to go get the flu vaccine, actually, I think.
Oh, okay.
For the little one. So that'll not be fun.
All right. Well, you have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.